Wow, you guys. People Magazine. Okay, the cover this week is Channing Tatum, who's hot, right? And it's Channing Tatum bears all. And then right next to him is the Bachelorette talking about how maybe she did or didn't have sex with somebody on TV. And then right above both these beautiful people, donut cake. You gotta love People. They understand irony, all right? I love People. I read them every week. And now I'm not just making fun of them in the grocery checkout line. I'm making fun of them in the privacy of my own home because that is delivered to me right on my iPad. Thank you very much. I use nextissue.com/crappens. Nextissue.com/crappens. Get your free 30-day trial. We get more into our interests by seeking out authorities on them. Esquire, Vogue, Sports Illustrated, or Wired, there's so many magazines we've all come to trust. All the stories, news, and photos from the most relied upon sources. Instant, unlimited access to the world's top titles on your tablets and phones. Sports, entertainment, fashion, news, travel, and any other craving. Enriched through exclusive photos, slideshows, and web experiences that you are not going to get holding that pack of M&Ms in a CVS. Okay? Next Issue has the top titles for all interests. Into sports? ESPN the magazine. Sports Illustrated Backpacker. E-Surfer More. I mean, there's a backpacking magazine, you guys. The future is now. Next Issue delivers all the content. Everything that's in the print editions on the same day they hit the newsstands. Lots of interactive features, videos, and photos. Access to the most popular and trusted magazines anywhere on your tablet or phone. Next Issue is an incredible value. So many magazines for as little as $10 per month. Use on up to 5 devices, and it's easy to share with others. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappens now, and read up. Way up on all your interests. Nextissue.com/crappens. And if you remember nothing else in your lifetime, remember that there's a People magazine cover with both Channing Tatum and a donut. You're welcome. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much crappens? Watch What Crappens would like to thank our premium sponsors for the week, Miss Claudia Catalina and Miss Christy Doherty. We love you. Thank you for the support. Now on with the show. Hello, welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV, and Ben Mandelker is dead. Just kidding. He's in New York. With his family in his childhood bedroom, having the time of his life somewhere without a TV, which is disgusting. So today, I have a guest host. I'm taking this week to cheat on Ben with all my favorite people that I never get to talk to alone. And first up is Miss Amy Phillips from Bravo, the real Bravo. Welcome, Amy Phillips!
Hello! I'm so happy to be your hall pass.
OMJ. I love hanging out with you, and since I never leave my house in real life, the only way I'm ever going to be able to do it is here. So yay!
Yay!
We asked a lot. For those of you who don't know, Amy, you're not a real Bravo fan. GTFO, okay?
Thank you.
Amy does all the impersonations of the Housewives on Watch What Happens Live and online at youtube.com/WWHL by Bravo. Watch What Happens Live by Bravo. So good. You can follow her on Twitter at @AmyPhillips_ or find her on Facebook. She's there too. I want to say that because I'll forget to plug.
Good job with the plugging right up top. Take care of business. I really like that. Please, like people that just take note of my incredible Twitter handle, @AmyPhillips_.
I like it because it looks like kind of a blank space that you're leaving, like Amy Phillips, Vicky, Amy Phillips, Heather.
Oh,
she'll be whoever you want her to be.
You just took something and made it into like gold. I really like the way you think.
Should we start over and you could just pretend that was naturally your choice?
No, I want you to have the credit. It's genius.
So thank you so much for coming on. We will be talking about Real Housewives of Orange County, but first we have questions.
Okay, questions. Preguntas.
I'm going to start with my own. We have a lot of listener questions, but my own question is, when I see you out at parties and stuff, everybody knows you. Like, they all know you and they all really love you, like all the Bravo people. Has anybody ever gotten mad at you?
Not that I know of.
Not to your face?
No, not that I know of to my face. Actually, thank you for including that in there. Because there could be some people who are just seething, you know, just angry at night, going to bed and thinking about my impression. And I don't know about that. And that's fine. I'd rather keep it that way. And no one's ever said anything to my face. I had a little tiny altercation with Carlton on Twitter, where I remember when I did an impression of her, she saw it on Watch What Happens Live and really liked it, and because they just showed a clip. And then later on, I think I made mention of like her kids' names, and then someone on Twitter brought that to her attention, and I don't even think she knew what. I don't think she saw the entire video, but was like, "What? Don't mess with my children. You're messing with me." Like, you know, so I was like, "Do you even know what you're talking about right now?"
And then all your toenails fell off.
Yes. I'm a toad. I'm actually a frog right now. So other than that, I mean, everything, you know, so far so good. And I try to take my sense of humor in a lighthearted, celebratory sense when I do the impressions, you know, because I like to embellish and exaggerate, you know, characteristics about the Bravo-lebrities that are fun and not necessarily in a mean way. I like to just kind of go with that angle. And I think that's why they embrace them, you know.
Yeah, because you're not an a-hole. There's a reason I'll never work for Bravo, all right? Support us at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, please, because you know we need it. At this point, you know, support. I ain't never getting a job, but I support, love that was from Carlton, because Carlton, you mess with my children, Destiny Puddle, yesterday and last month, and you're gonna get it, girl. It's like, what are you... Those kids.
I want to run into her. There's some people that I run into them here, just living, you know, as you know, we live in Los Angeles, so. Like, I was on my way to the dentist the other day, and I walked right past Josh Flagg.
Oh, I love walking past Josh Flagg. He goes to FUBAR sometimes, and I live by there.
We should start a show called Walking Past Josh Flagg.
We should. He's in public a lot. He was standing out there in hipster clothes in front of the FUBAR, and he said, "Oh, cute dog." I said, "Thanks."
Really?
When did you start dressing like that? And he said, "What?" Like, he gave me kind of a dirty look. But, I mean, I couldn't help it. He looked like a hipster. I was like, "Where's the bow tie, boy?" And then I just kept walking because
get in this Uber and head over to Silver Lake because that's where you belong, Josh Flagg.
Yeah, no kidding. You're on the wrong side of town. We're not going to Windex your jacket if it gets dirty over here. Get over there with your plastic leather. Rich person. Okay, let's see what else. These are some listener questions. This is from Caitlin. Which impression came to you the easiest, and who was the most difficult to master?
Ah, good question. I will say that Ramona, of the Housewives, Ramona came to me like as if she was been living in my body for years. Because all of a sudden, I was like, just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was like, Peter Grigio! It was there. I feel like it was meant to be. I feel one with Ramona. So that did not take long at all. Just in me.
Yeah. Ramona was the scariest housewife to me at first because I didn't get on the housewife bandwagon until they were a few seasons in. And I turned on The Real Housewives of New York, and those crazy eyes and that posing, I was like, oh my God, I can't watch these. This is crazy. They're just getting crazy people off the street. And of course, that's why I love it now. But she was my first horrifying one. And who was the most difficult one for you to master? Do you like practice a lot?
Oh my God. I recently did Sonia Morgan from New York. And that one was the hardest one I've ever done. And I do not feel like I mastered that one.
I think you did. I think you definitely at the end, you had her voice so good.
See, well, that, thank you for saying that. But I really, I do not feel like if you ask me to do that impression right now, I just honestly don't even know if I could do it ever again. I'm going to have to work on that more. But like, I worked on that so long and so hard, and I just, for some reason, could not like get, I couldn't get there like I do with the other ones. And it just wasn't as obvious to me. And I don't know why. I don't know. You wouldn't think that
not.
She would.
No, I wouldn't think that she was. I would think she would be one of the hardest because she doesn't have, she doesn't have like obvious character traits that the rest of them have. I mean, the way we do it, we don't do imitate. We make fun of them, but our imitations are really terrible. But we just kind of take like one thing they do and just hammer it in over and over.
Yeah.
But Sonia never does one thing. I mean, except like have sex with young people. But like she doesn't do one thing all the time that you can. She's different every time.
You're absolutely right. That's what it was. And it took me so long to figure out that she – the only kind of like thing that I had going in was like I know she sort of like – she, it's not that she slurs her words, because I'm not saying that she's, it's not that she's, I was like, I'm not going to play her drunk all the time. That wasn't my angle, but it was just that she actually has a little bit of like a relaxed tongue when it comes to things. She's like, you guys are talking about me all the time. You know, like she kind of like draws things out a little bit more than with the just like, I just kind of leave my tongue sort of dead in my mouth for a second. Like, you know.
Like you're at the doctor and have a tongue depressor on.
Yeah, right. Guy. Gay, I'm a gay icon.
Someone show, I just do, anyone who's ever drunk, I just make them Kim Richards.
Oh, God.
Listen here, stinger singer. That's my thong.
It's like, that's not Kim Richards. You know, that's not Sonya at all. But who cares? They're both drunk.
I really wish that there would be, like, stingers. I wish there would be a mashup like that someday, where they bring the housewives together from different franchises. That would be amazing.
How have they not done that yet?
Well, I think that honestly, I think they should, but I don't think they should do it for a very long time, because that to me would be like they're jumping the shark episode. Like when it's all said and done, you know, when the Real Housewives are, you know, people don't care anymore, which I don't know how that could ever happen.
Yeah, women bitching at each other will be popular forever, okay?
But I want to do that. I want to do that as like one big sketch and play all the characters.
Oh, you should. Like a Survivor for Housewives. Well, not even Survivor, because they get to live on that and they're already used to starving. So something like, is there one where they like Hunger Games each other, like eat each other or something? There's got to be something where they beat each other up. Your husband's into wrestling. Maybe we could do like a wrestler crossover. Yeah.
Do a ladder match. Don't ask me why I know
a
that.
A ladder match? That's awesome. You're like, I knew I wanted to marry him the day he took a folding chair to the back. Oh, so romantic.
True love.
All right, let's move on to the next here. Someone named Ginger asked questions for Andy. No, Ginger, not questions for Andy. Why the hell am I going to have Amy Phillips on here and then we're going to ask Andy questions, Ginger?
Ginger,
love you, though.
Maybe.
Thanks for following us.
Ginger, I love that Ginger thinks that I'm BFFs with Andy.
That's, you're going to be calling Andy.
Okay. I'm going to text Andy the questions.
Andy, Ginger wants to know why you're stoned. Andy wants to know what you're smoking. Please share.
We'll just ask Andy a bunch of questions and tell him they all come from Ginger, but we'll make them up. Hi, it's from Ginger. I love that name, Ginger. I know who that Twitter person is. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger. What's a Sheila? What's a Sheila?
What's a Sheila?
Let me see. How long does it take you to master a housewife? This is from Bill Crane. His favorite is you, your version of Shannon. Hashtag love you.
Aw. Hashtag David, what was the question? How long does it take? So,
how long does it take for you to master a housewife? I've got a question. How long does it take you to master a mistress, David? How about that one? Let's start there.
Well, I actually, Shannon was another easy one. I just had that in me. It was easy. But like, for example, I'm just going to go with Sonia. It took me, like, I was working on her probably like an hour. I would work on it for like an hour one day, wait a couple days, work on it for another hour, another day. So I probably put in like 3 to 4 hours of like just vocal work on Sonia, which is way more than I ever do on all of them. Like they usually don't take that long. Usually if I can put it in like an hour to an hour and a half of like really concentrated practicing the voice, like trying to find the range that they're in and like just working on it out loud, I usually come pretty close within an hour to an hour and a half. But that doesn't include the time that I spend watching the shows.
Oh, yeah. 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 We don't count that time either.
We don't count that, but that, and that's endless. I mean, that's like, that's years of appreciation.
yeah.
But, you know, I'll just watch some of the episodes. If I'm focusing on Shannon or something, I'll like just watch an episode. I'll just fast forward to all of Shannon's parts and just sort of concentrate on some of the things that she's doing. And, you know, so it's anywhere between like vocally, it's anywhere between like 2 and like 6 hours. And then I got to go prop shopping. I got to get the wigs. I got to get the costumes. I got to get the makeup, the lashes, and the bronzer. So,
yeah, to be honest, I think that's the only thing missing from Sonia is the wig. It's not right. It's too tight. I don't think she's ever worn her hair like that. I think if you get the hair down, the rest of it you've got perfect.
That was a problem because I wanted to do an updo, you know, because she's so updo-y.
Yeah. But she's like Lucy updo-y, right? Or does she have tight updos?
She keeps it pretty right and tight. But the thing is, I didn't have the height. Like, I needed to have like a little bit more of like that bouffant in the back.
Oh, a little more Patsy, darling.
Like, the hair wasn't right because you can't put a wig in an updo. It's like impossible. So yeah, I had to do like a lower thing, and I tried to tease it. It just was a little bit of a mess. But I wanted to sort of differentiate her from some of the other housewives I do with like the wig by putting it in an updo. But I think that may have backfired.
No, it didn't backfire. It's a really good episode. I mean, it's a really good impersonation. I wasn't thinking that the whole time. I'm just thinking it now because we're talking about it.
Like how
I was like, your hair is tight.
Yeah, and I think I need to revisit the wig. The wig shopping is so hard. Sometimes I actually went to try to find like the same color as her hair, and I could not find it. And so it's just like it's always it's a crapshoot. And the thing is, sometimes I don't have a lot of time. Like I could go online and find really nice wigs, you know, but those take time to get delivered. And sometimes I only have 4 days to do the video. It's like,
why do they call you and tell you what they want? Like, how does that work? Do they call and say, "Hey, Amy, we'd love a Sonia this week," or do you call them and say, "Oh, I've got this coming out"?
It's both, actually. Like, so for example, like with Shannon, I think, and with Heather Dubrow and with Lisa Rinna, like I said to them, I said, "Hey, how do you guys feel about me doing, you know, these, or, you know, how do you feel about me doing Lisa Rinna?" And they were like, "That's great. She's actually going to be on the show this day. So let's do, if you can get it by this day, then that would be great." So sometimes when I'm inspired to do something, it kind of lines up to when they're going to have them on the show. And then that ends up happening like pretty quickly just because the show is on, you know, the series is airing at that point. So that means I have to kind of quickly get it together, which usually means that it takes me, it's like a solid, like about 4 days where I'm like doing everything. I'm working on the impression. I'm doing all the prop shopping. I'm doing the writing of the script. And then we shoot the video and then we edit it. And it's all like in about a 4 day span, sometimes shorter. Like we've turned around videos. Like actually one time Andy wanted me to do Rachel Zoe during the government shutdown.
The shutdown is bananas.
And so they actually asked us to do that day, and we did it within like a couple hours.
Whoa.
But that was easy because I already had the impression down. I already had the costume and the wigs and stuff like that. All I needed to do was, so we just quickly wrote the script and edited it, and it was very simple. So that was the shortest time that we ever did it. But like when I'm doing an impression for the first time ever, it takes longer because I need to like spend more time shooting it and like getting it right and blah, blah, blah.
And so, when you say you work on your impressions, do you like stand in front of a mirror with a wig? How do you do it?
I never stand in front of the mirror and ever work on my impressions. I can't do that. The only time that I start to actually work on the facial stuff is when I'm in front of the camera. And like, so I always focus on the voice first, and then I just get the wig that I think works. And then I get in front of the camera and then I try to like, you know, try to encapsulate the character. And then I do a playback. I watch back and I'm like, oh, okay, if I do that, this looks more like them, you know?
Oh, right on. Yeah, I can't do stuff in the mirror either because it just like it turns into you're fat. Like I'm too self-deprecating. I can't be in front of the mirror.
Yeah, it turns into like you're crazy. What are you doing?
Yes. Like, well, you know, I spend a lot of time in my house just talking to myself, like making videos and stuff. So I think we're made for each other.
That's different. You were, yeah, we're the same there. But you know, yeah, looking in the mirror and like, I don't know, it's a little bit
Yeah, no mirrors. I don't know why I'm still obsessed with Sonya hair, but I'm thinking, I mean, I base characters on wigs. I do it differently than you. I look for a wig and then find a character for the wig. I couldn't imagine having to look for a wig that looked like somebody. Unless it was like Tyne Daly, because I know her hair pretty well. But you like know, everybody else, forget it.
That is such a good idea. I love that. I love that. Maybe I need to start my process over again. Look for wigs.
Yeah, redo it all. Tell YouTube.WWHL Bravo Clubhouse. Delete everything. We're starting over.
But speaking of wigs, do you know that Lisa Rinna sent me a wig?
No, she did not.
Yeah, I swear to God. So I did the first time I did a video of her, I had an incredibly hard time finding a wig for her because her hair is so like perfect in that whole thing. And again, I only had 4 days to pull this together, and usually it's on a weekend, so there's no time. I actually found a wig online that I was like, oh wow, this is like perfect, but I don't have time to get it. So I went to the wig shop, and then they can actually, Hollywood Wigs, you can buy a wig and they can like cut it and style it for you to whatever you want, you mm-hmm. know?
Been there. So Groundlings level 4, thanks you, Hollywood Wigs.
Oh my God. Thank God we have so much in common. So I had them do that for my Lisa Rinna wig, but they did a great job, but it wasn't like exact. It was a little bit longer than maybe it should have been. And so anyway, I did the video and Lisa loved it. And then she sent me a wig, the Raquel Welch from the Raquel Welch collection, which is a phenomenal line. So,
sure. She's like, I traded Raquel for some Depends. We're in. Have an endless supply. You're next, Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, God. I want a Lonnie Anderson wig.
I do, too.
So she sent me the wig. She sent me the wig in a really nice note. And she was like, I need a wig. I thought you should have this, too. And, like, my stylist got this. And anyway, so it was great because then they asked me to do another Lisa video. And I had the perfect wig for it. So
Lisa Rinna is so nice. I tweeted her recap one time because I write recaps for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and they're really rude. I was probably drinking or something. I was like, I'm gonna send this to Lisa Rinna, and then she retweeted it and she said, if you can't laugh at yourself, don't read this. And I was like, this, she's gonna start some shit with the other housewives, you know, because they don't like that when you're like retweeting stuff about them. And then she private messaged me, well, one of her people who works with her private messaged me a recording of her laughing at my recap, and that wakes me up every day.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool? That girl's good with gifts.
That is it. That is literally the gift of laughter. I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah. Waking up to a housewife laughing at your housewife's jokes, I never want to wake up any different way.
Oh, God.
It's just like, I can't fucking believe this. Love her. Never leave.
Ronnie, you are so funny. You are so funny, Ronnie. Own it, Ronnie.
Hustle. I was just watching your hustling video today. So good. Hustle. She hustles. Is there a person who does imitations of your imitations? I found a job.
I think that that's an excellent question because I've actually had the people who I like, Rachel Zoe, said to me when we did a video together, she was like, oh my God, I'm like doing an imitation of you doing an imitation of me. Like, I'm imitating you doing it. Yeah. So,
hey, man, do you know who doesn't shut down during a shutdown? Fashion. Fashion doesn't shut down. Take that, hashtag government. I'm looking over questions. Man, people love you. There's a ton of questions here. What do you think of ISIS? Oh. Just kidding. That's not one.
Shut them down. Shut down ISIS.
Shut. The government needs to shut down ISIS.
Speaking of, I need more ISIS in my drink. Excuse me.
Okay, which is your favorite? Got that. I think these are Twitter. I need to get to my Facebooks. Okay, here we go. Why would Shannon, blah, blah, Amy doing Shannon? Okay, we've got Shannon coming up, so we don't need to talk about that. And Megan, please, do you have a Megan impersonation yet? I guess we're about to find out. I don't have one.
Let's see. My face is up here. Why aren't you looking up here? Shannon, I was so upset. I don't know. Working at it, but she is kind of funny how she's like, I was trying to work on a charity.
Someone on Facebook said, tell her to do the pronounced T's.
Like, oh, no way. Oh, that's perfect. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
I've never thought of that.
I have just moved here. I have gotten into my home. Now I have to sell my home. I don't know. She's very... I will say I am, like, extremely glad that she doesn't have, like, a really... I'm so sick of these high-pitched voices, some of these housewives. And thank God she doesn't have, like... Her voice is not annoying. It's, like, very... It's very calm, very low. I like that. I prefer my housewives to have a non-grating voice.
Yeah.
I'm Miss Gretchen!
I miss Gretchen. Do you do a Gretchen? I've never seen you do a Gretchen before.
I've never done a Gretchen. I love your Gretchen.
Mine is nothing like her, but I still like it.
That's what I love about it. No, I never did Gretchen.
Leah told Gretchen, he makes fun of you. Make him do it. Like, Leah's like pushing me in front of traffic whenever it passes. And Gretchen's like, that sounds great. Do it.
She was up for it. Because I remember I was standing right there and... Leah's like pushing you in front of her, and then she said to like you and Ben and me, she's like, I heard one of you guys make fun of me, and I was like, not me, and I was like throwing you guys out in front of the bus. I was like, not me.
Like, Leah, show me where Justin Bieber's house is. She's like, oh my God, it's right there. Yeah. I did it for Gretchen and she was not amused.
I think she was like
all right, I'll see you again, never. If you ever call me again, I'll sue you. Okay, so I guess we should move on to the Real Housewives of the OC.
Oh God, it's so lovely.
I love this show. What are your general thoughts so far of the season? Since this is our first time talking to you this season, what's your general?
I like Megan. I do like Megan. Like, I'm excited about her being a part of it, because a lot of the times, like, they always have to have these, they have to have, like, one, like, young girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like they don't get it right in these cities. So I'm excited to see where she goes, because I sort of like her, she's a little naive, and I like that combination with the other housewives that are so seasoned, you know what I mean? Like, but she doesn't seem like, she's obviously got balls, as Vicky said, like, she's calling it out, like, she's got balls, you know, to like stand up to Shannon and do all this stuff, like, right out of the gates. She's just going for it, which I have to say I kind of appreciate, because I don't think she's forcing it either. She might be like deep down manipulating the situation to try to get a storyline, but at least it seems pretty authentic. Like, she did not invent that conversation with Shannon on the phone, you know, she didn't invent that. She didn't force her way into someone else's drama. Like, it genuinely, I think, unfolded. So,
and that is a classic housewife fight. Like, even if it was made up, at least she knows her history, because the housewives can't fight over like gay marriage. It has to be, you know,
charity.
I called you, and then you, you know, you didn't, you pretended not to know me. Like, that's a housewife fight. It'll go on for 10 years.
It will. It is crazy how quickly it's spun out of control, but I'm kind of excited about it. And the fact that it's all about a charity is, again, just the classic, just, you know, ironic thing about housewives arguing over a charity, and then they keep bringing it up again, and they're like, it shouldn't be about it's about charity, and yet they're just digging their nails in each other's backs. I love that. So anyway, I like Megan. I'm interested in that situation. So glad that Vicky's back. I just can't believe we have to like endure Brooks again. I'm just like, oh my God,
I just love him.
You do?
Oh, I love Brooks. I think he's amazing. I love that he speaks in greeting cards, which he hasn't done as much this year, but he'll usually do it. He'll be like, Roses are red, violets are blue. I like shrimp, and I'll side of you, Vicky. And she's like, oh my God, that's so romantic. God. Like, everything he says is some like, half greeting card and half something he read on the back of, like, a Deepak Chopra book.
Oh my God, that is so good. In fact, I was just thinking the other day, why don't they have, like, Real Housewives greeting cards? So I think you need to get on that right quick. Like, after we get off this Skype call, go Housewives and patent, like, your Brooks greeting cards and any other housewives. See if you can get some rights on that.
Well, I hate to trash my new business before it's even begun, but I've actually gotten some Housewives greeting cards because people send them to me on Valentine's Day. Like, I'm stupid and give people my address. I'm like, sure, you want to send me something? Here I am. I'm like putting a location pin. And I've got one of Teresa saying, Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. There are greeting cards of housewives that exist? I had no idea.
Well, it looks like I'm looking at the fridge now. Sorry, I was turning around. But it's they're next to the paintings that my baby nieces make, if that tells you where they go. But
aw, that's cute.
Yeah, there's one of Kim saying, I'm wigging out over you, like open mouth kissing Troy. They're not, or Croy, whatever. They're not full greeting cards. They're, I think, copied from probably like wet paint. I'm guessing wet paint, because who else?
Right.
It seems very wet paint, right? They're like, come click on and get some of our greeting cards. And now click this People magazine ad. And now click this crossword puzzle. And now become my friend for Bejeweled. It's like, shut up. Just give me the card. Anyway, sorry. I usually reserve my click hatred for Radar Online. Like, you will not believe what Nene said today. Click, 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 scroll, pop up, block ad, ad block plus. Nene said, bloop. It's like, God damn it, Radar Online.
Yeah. Oh, God, that is so GD frustrating. That is so, I can't believe I just said GD, but whatever.
I love you. I love so your Midwestern little butt. You're like, that is GD obnoxious.
So, that is so GD, goddamn obnoxious. okay, so back to the, okay, so I, and then I had no idea that David cheated on Shannon until the episode aired. I had no GD clue. I had no idea. Did they have that in, like, the tabloids about them? Was there a spoiler about that before the season started?
Honestly, I really love these shows, but I only pay attention to them when they're on. If they're not on, I barely remember their names.
Me too. Okay, me too.
I mean, I don't think there was gossip about it. I would think that there would be, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't care. It didn't make it on TMZ.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty devastating. Oh, man. My heart just really did break for Shannon. Honest to God. I felt so bad for her because I was genuinely, like, excited for her by the end of last season about how, like, her marriage, and then they were kind of going through some troubles. And I thought, you know, she's kind of getting her groove back and he's into that. And by the end of the season, I was like, oh, he's, like, into her because she kind of sort of is owning her personality. I mean, owning her her identity, and she's kind of like her own person. And I think he probably respects that. And they're going to have this great marriage. And then I was just so excited about that. And then to have it come back to this, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Not only that, but there are so many, like, little stabs. Like, you see, everyone's like, oh, David, you know, David's so nice. Of course he cheated. She's a monster. You know, a lot of people say, well, I mean, on the internet, we're all horrible. So people are allowed. But people say stuff like that. And I've always thought, God, that is so unfair. But I do see little David stabs that just kill me every time. Like when they were in that couples therapy thing at the Best Western or whatever.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, make a poster board of your life. And then he's like, Shannon, changing light bulbs on a chandelier, Shannon. And then at the bottom, it's like, affair. And there's like gold stars around it. And he's telling the other people, yeah, this is when I had an affair. It was one of the happiest times of my life, but it hurt my family. I was like, what?
I died when he said that. I was like, oh my God, because it did sound like he had no regret. I mean, I'm sure he does, but it did when he actually said, he's like, and this is when I had my affair. I've never felt more alive. Like, this is the most exciting time of my life. I'm like, don't rub it in. Like, you can't, you know, there are times when you need to lie. Like, you can't just say that you, and then on TV. I mean, that's just like humiliating. Oh, and I can't believe that he's actually agreed to do this on TV with her. Like, oh my God.
I don't think he has much choice.
Really?
I just don't think he has, well, I mean, he cannot be on TV, but then if he's not on TV, then she's going to be like, well, David, there was a light bulb out on the chandelier, and I came home, and it was still out. I mean, does he even care? It would just be nice if someone cared, Dr. Moon. That's all.
Dr. Moon says that David and I should work it out. And I said, Dr. Moon, you should put some pins in David's feet and his back and everywhere it is, because this is not working out. So now the deep with them, like, I love men. I love the couple bickering. I mean, that's just like the best. I mean, they went in that golf cart, you know, and they're driving. And she's like, you have the choices to make, and you can to make your choices right now. And his voice, like, his voice is so funny because he seems so laid back.
He's like, honey, it's okay, just stay calm. Honey, it's okay. She's like, I'm feeling things. I'm sorry, but I have feelings, and right now I'm feeling a lot of things, and we'll just keep driving. Don't look. Just keep driving past them.
Like, where are they going?
Yeah. I feel like in that moment, I'm feeling for her, because, like, I mean, we've all, like, in relationships, we have all been there. And you, when you are so pissed at your spouse or, like, your significant other, you do everything you can to keep it together. And, like, and I've been in that same place before where I'm like, I'm having these feelings and I don't want them. I want them to go away. I want them to go away. But I'm so goddamn mad right now, I'm trying to keep it together.
Failing things is horrible. One day I went a whole day. I had a negative thought free day. But you never know. You can't plan those. They're not on the calendar. They just happen or they don't, David.
I can't plan them when they're going to happen. I can't say 2 weeks from tomorrow I'm going to have a bad thought. So I'll leave the house and I'll go do it on my own. I don't know.
Keep driving this golf cart. Wait, wasn't I sitting in the front seat of this golf cart? You stole my seat. That golf car driver stole my seat. I will not stand for this, David. David, why are you running from the golf cart? David, come back here. Oh, Shannon.
So I love her. Overall, I think it's a good start. It's a good start to the season. It's sad in many ways. Again, sad too, like with New York. I know we're not talking about New York, but I do think it is really
weird. We can talk about
New
York a little. Go on.
Just that, like, you know, Ramona had to start this whole thing off with her whole situation with Mario, and that's heartbreaking. And then Shannon's going through this with her husband. It's sad because you watch these women and you end up, you, I mean, obviously you care about them. So you feel sad when they're sad on some level. And then, you know, once you get the sadness out, you can laugh again. But,
I was like, yeah, it happens fast for me. It's a very quick process.
So it's a quick, transition, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, let's record right now. The best part of Mario's affair was Luann taking Ramona to lunch. Oh, Ramona, you just seem so... Oh, by the way, I was on Tinder. Mario's on Tinder. Do you know about that? Mario. Like, what? What's a Tinder? Like, what? Huh?
Loved it. Luann's so shady. Yeah.
This is so shady because Luann was just like, I have to tell you something, Ramona. And she's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Wait, I can't jump from Shannon. I'm still Shannon. I don't care
what Mario thinks. Mario's free to do whatever he wants, and I'm free. It's a new life. Yeah. I'm free. I'm like a bird. I'm flying right now. I'm going to poop on somebody's head. That's how free I am right now. I don't care. Mario, Tinder, Match.com. I don't care. Do whatever you want. You'll never find another Ramona. You'll never find someone free as me.
I love that, like, they, you know, they show the sneak peek of New York for this week and, like, that crying fest on the couch with Bethany. And my favorite part was when Ramona, like, bounced out of that. Like, they're sobbing. They're fucking sobbing. And then Ramona bounces out so quick, and she's like, you know, people tell me, you're so smart, you're so pretty, you're so successful, you know, but I know that, like, I know it, I can't fix it. They, like, 2 seconds before, they were just bawling on the couch, and she just was able to, like, jump out of that. That was, like, my favorite part.
Ramona crying is my favorite cry, because she's so dramatic. She's like, oh! It's like this weird, you know those people who can't sneeze right? Like, they sneeze on the inside? It's like an inside sneeze fit, and then she's fine. A few years ago when they went to Morocco, there was a scene with her and Jill Zarin just ripping each other to shreds just for TV. Like, it was, that was a season where it went so to shit because they were just, I said so to shit. I don't know what I'm saying, but it went to shit because they were just being evil to be on TV, especially Jill Zarin, who, by the way, Jill Zarin, you can still shut up, okay? So Jill Zarin and Ramona were fighting, and Ramona runs into the room and throws herself on the bed, and she's like, I died. She looked like the Exorcist, and it was that so was fake. No tears.
What I, you know what I didn't like about that? I didn't like that I've been in that place before.
That actual hotel?
Like. No, no. That you throw yourself on the bed and you start crying. And I'm like, oh, God, that's what it looks like? Oh, no, I better not ever do that again.
Because no, I'm sure it was a much calmer version of that.
Yeah, that's true. But it was a calmer version. Plus, I go face down on my bed and, like, I don't, like, go face up. I like that she did, you know, she was face up, like, open face for the camera with the arm up, like, above the head and was having, like, convulsions. Oh, my God, that was so great.
Like, I'm not messing up my makeup for Jill. I'm not doing it. It's the new me. The old me would have just cried all over my face, but not me. Not the new me.
I'm not going to do it.
I say if you're going to cry in your bed and you're married, the best way to do it is face down, because then your husband has to come to bed and deal with the mascara all over the pillow. And that's really when a man understands what he's done. When he wakes up next to a sobby mess, you know?
He never knows when I make sure he never knows when I'm crying. He will never get to me. Anyway.
You will never get me, David. David, come back.
David, I'm never crying over you again. This isn't bothering me. I'm fine.
All right, you need to put a dollar in the mistress jar, David, all right? I'm not going to fight with you again. We're just going to save up money now.
I kind of wish she would just be like, David, Ramona called me, and I'm leaving. Her and I are going under the Turks and Caicos. It's over. Like, I wish she would just kind of like do a Ramona, just join New York and get with those ladies.
God,
you know?
Wouldn't that be fitting? She sits with the biggest seat stealer of all time. Ramona will steal your chair from Chili's, and then she'll steal your shoes right off your feet, your thong out your suitcase, your maids, your dresses, shit falling out her trunk.
Your Lucite heels.
Carol's like, those were $30 at Fredericks of Hollywood. She's like, I don't care. They're mine. They're mine now. Go get new shoes.
I'll buy them from you. I'll give you the money right now. Do you take a personal check? I'll do it. I'll wire you the money. I can do Chase Quickway. Whatever you want, Carol. I want these shoes. They're mine.
All right. So we'll start with recapping the actual show. So it opened. Okay.
For some reason, I wrote down the last week stuff because this week, the last week stuff was still making me laugh. Heather saying, Terry promised me a lot about this house, and he's promised me a lot, and he promised me it would be smaller, and he's always working, and it's all on my shoulders. Bitch, you are building a mall house. Are you crazy? Terry did not want that. Stop lying. She's like, it's all Terry's idea. I mean, look at me. I'm such a good wife, just making his dreams come true. You know how hard it is trying to figure out where to put the gold-plated earrings and the silver-plated earrings in the Claire's? Not easy. It takes work. I need support. Stupid Heather.
I know. She was totally like, I would be fine in a closet built for one, but Terry, like, it's like, really? No. She's like, this is his thing. You know, I'm like, is it? Or are you just, you know, loving every second of this? Because I know I would.
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, and that budget's out of control.
That budget is out of control. That's a small city. Why are we even losing water? They should be able to pay for ocean filtration with that budget. That's ridiculous. She's selfish.
It is funny how when they talk, it's like they feign, you know, disgust over going over the budget, where it's like, I'm pretty convinced at this point that there actually is no budget, because for that contractor to be like, well, you know, it's $100,000 for the master bath alone. And then if we do the ceiling in the entry, that's another $50,000. And then the floors were already over $250,000. And she's like, so you're telling me we're $300,000 over budget? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. Okay. It's like, did you even sit down to like discuss what you were going to spend? Because how can you just all of a sudden be that far over budget?
And Terry must be shitting himself seeing the woman in charge of his budget going, okay, are you sure this time? Is this a housewife budget or is this a real budget? And he's like, no, it's real. It's like, God. This is more than we paid for Colette, but all right. Go ahead, put him in. Those cabinets are going to be Colette's college housing. Put him in. Oh my God, I'm choking on my own phlegm.
Oh, David. David. You never get me cabinets.
How many chandeliers do we have? Okay, we need one more because Shannon has 58. I want 59 chandeliers in here. Stupid.
That's right.
Competitive Heather. So then we open... also in the previously, I really like Vicky's cancer advice to Brooks. Brooks has cancer, and Vicky's like, you can't have anything white. Carbs. Cancer loves carbs.
And he was totally like, no, I'm going to have this. I'm going to just go. And then she just, no matter how much she kept interrupting him, they just were going back and forth. He was not going to not have carbs that day.
Yeah, he's not going, giving up his Wonder Bread. He's like, when I die, just put on my tombstone, hashtag worth it. And a picture of the sandwich.
Bury me in a cave full of Wonder Bread. And on the third day, I shall rise again. I don't like the fact that there are rumors about him like lying about cancer, because if that's not actually true, I mean,
it's not true. I mean, give me a break.
Why are people? I mean, like, that's not funny. Like, that's not, like, if he has cancer, he fucking has cancer. Like. Oh, the speculation that he might be lying about it,
Doctor/busboy at Ondelez ain't going to tell you, because he doesn't even know the word for cancer yet, probably. Stupid Brooks. He's like, I'm in Mexico getting rounds of chemo at Ondelez. Like, what are you doing? You are not getting chemo. You're at Ondelez. And Vicky's like, oh, you know, it's really hard because 5 out of 7 days a week, he's just horrible. And I just have to go visit Brianna, you know.
Yeah, it's like,
why is he always down 5 out of 7 days, and it's always when the cameras aren't there? Give me a break. I don't buy it.
Yeah. So, I'm asking for real, like, is there is that really true? Like, down the line, we find out that he doesn't have cancer? Like, is that out there? Is that
Know how you can find out, because it's not like Shaws of Sunset where they can just go get Matlock to give him a lie detector test or whatever. Like, no one's going to come on and give him a cancer test, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I don't know how they'd ever find out, unless Vicky found out and told people, but...
Right, like, I mean, she has to have been... I don't know. Has she not seen him in the chemo? In the chemo. Has she not seen him?
I'm not really sure, because I feel like there would be Instagrams of it. And I know that's horrible to say, but I'm not even kidding. I mean, these are housewives. You know, right. She'd be like, here right. I am, in the hospital, watching chemo go through the man I love's veins. You know, like, I hope those teeth weren't a waste. Listen... Root against cancer. I think it's probably just because he used that with one of his other wives. He's had cancer before with another wife.
He has? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I would never call someone a liar about cancer in real life. But on Bravo, I mean, come on, it's Brooks.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it's out there. So I'm just wondering if there's any truth to that. And if there isn't, like, oh, God, that's just.
That's really bad.
You know what's horrible? It's horrible. That if you're a person and that people don't believe you, if you're telling people you have cancer and you built up such a reputation where people are actually like skeptical of whether or not you're telling the truth if you have cancer, that's on you. That's bad.
That means you are a cancer and you just need to chemo yourself out of our way. Yeah, I think that that's going to become a huge story soon, because I remember when the season was shooting and that was all the inside, you know, whatever, like fake cancer coming up, you know,
they're cutting the maybe that's what it is. They're cutting the promos like that or something.
And that whole Tamara being a good person thing is already starting to like wear off. Like she can't, poor thing can't keep it straight. By the end, she's like, that was uncool. That's it. You were excluded, and that was uncool. I was like, okay, okay, here she comes, here she comes.
Here she is, here she is, yeah.
All right, but that's way ahead. We're still in the first 5 seconds of the show, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. I never noticed Tamara's opening line before. Boldness comes at a cost, and I'm willing to pay to have my boldness removed and then reinserted again for TV.
Is that... No way. Wait.
No, that's just what I wrote down. But it was like, boldness comes at a cost, and I'll pay it.
Oh, okay, okay.
With a mortgage I take out on Cut Fitness.
I didn't notice it either, because it doesn't really stand out to me.
Yeah, a lot of the lines don't. I'm really surprised every week, because I notice, it's like staring at beautiful artwork. You notice something new every time.
Oh, you are so right! Because sometimes I don't even pay attention to the taglines, like... Like, I do the first, you know, the first episode of the season, and then I forget what they are. And then every once in a while you go back, it's like, you know, that Monet, you know, you just got to stand there and see what you see next.
Yeah.
More colors in that lily pad.
Yeah, I always forget. I just heard a couple of weeks ago Sonia's for the first time when she's like, my yacht may have sailed, but my boat is coming in. I was like, that's a Carnival Cruise Line. Who are you fooling?
Yeah, I like that one. I think that perfectly actually sums up, I feel like, where her head is at and where she's going. I think that's so
good. I love that one. Oh, Sonia. Okay, so this opens with a huge fight about Charity. Charity! Has Cartman ever said Charity?
Charity!
Fight continued. Okay, this fight breakdown is hilarious, and I was trying to transcribe it because it was so good. Because it starts with Megan, like, blah, 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 why are you mad? And then Shannon goes, because you said I got my number from someone I met once who I never gave my number to. What's the mystery here? Like, Shannon is hiring private detectives to get your phone number. Who do you think might have given that to her?
Yeah, that whole private number thing does not even, I don't know, like, okay, so she got your number from someone, and she's like, You said you got my number from someone who said they didn't give it to you. It's like, well, are you sure that that person isn't lying to you? I mean, how do you know that she's not lying to you? And who cares? You know, like as Megan said, like who cares? It doesn't even matter. And I love Megan's idea of like a burn. Like her lingo is so, she was like, you're not some big to do. You're not the, who do you think you are? The Queen of England? It's like, what are you, in the 1970s? Why are you using, like, references that my uncle, like, is using who's 84 years old? What
She's
do you
like,
think
you're the I am person? Fixing to tell you off, miss.
Yeah.
Mrs.
She felt so upset. And the fact that it was about that, and she was like, Megan just wants help. Her apology when she came up to her seemed so sincere at first. I'm like, oh wow, this is actually going to be pretty deflated pretty quickly, because she seems like actually a real apology. She's like, I'm really sorry, I didn't intend to, you know, make you feel this way. And then Shan's like, well, just when you say that I'm not charitable, it just feels like you're saying that I'm not charitable. And then all of a sudden, then they get back into it. It's like, oh man, I think it could have gone away if Shannon could have just right there just been like, all right, it's cool.
Well, the fun thing about Shannon is that everything could be simpler for Shannon if she would just shut up. All she really needs to do is say, okay, like, oh, you're home from work? Great. Good to see you, David. Let's have a drink. But instead, she's like, oh, you're home from work? How was it? Were you working hard? What were you doing? Who were you talking to? Who'd you go to lunch with? Who'd you call? Let me see your cell phone. What are you doing? I'm going to have our kids check your messages. I'm following you on iCloud. I saw your pin drop at a Red Lobster. We don't eat a Red Lobster, David. David, where are you going? David, come back here. I'm feeling things. Jesus, shut up.
I'm following you on iCloud. when she went into the bathroom and then she came out and she was so pissed. And then Eddie was like, hey, what's up, sister? Or like, you know, he said something to her. And she was like, hey. Oh, gosh.
Like, ah.
Leave me alone.
And then David's like, oh, I guess I'm going to have a shot of tequila now, boys. They're like, yeah, strippers. It's like, oh, Shannon.
It's like, why you guys give these men ammunition? Like, you make them want to go do that shit. Like, Just be, to quote the Countess, like, be cool. Don't be uncool. Like, no wonder.
You missed the rest, okay? It's be cool. Don't be uncool. You have to have, like, a quarter rest in there somewhere.
Oh yeah. The BTS.
I'm very busy working on my Countess Luann song of my own at my house. It's taken me a week, okay? I'll have you know. I'll be sending you that.
Please do. Very quickly.
You're like, yay. Click. David? what was I going to say about that? Oh, yeah. So this thing, Shannon thinks that she stole her phone number from somewhere. I think what really happened is that Shannon probably called and said, hey, did you give a girl named Megan my phone number? And the lady said, who's this? And that was it.
Who is this? Who's this?
I have my children in the car.
That phone call was hilarious. That genuinely was catching Shannon like completely. Yeah, you could feel it. You're like, who is this person calling me? Like, what do they want? Like, I'm annoyed. I want to get off the phone. But she was doing everything polite that I would do too, you know, to get off the phone. And using, I can't use the kids excuse, but I'm going to use that if I ever do have kids someday for sure. But I love that she was like, I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, and my kids are on the top of the car. I gotta go. Who is this? Who dare speaks? Siri, who is this? That was so funny. Who is this?
Oh, God. Oh, that shit was so good.
It's such a blow-up. It is such a blow-up. And Megan was like, this is Megan King.
Well, if she had just said, I mean, who her husband was, I would have known the whole time. But she didn't. Ooh. I was in the car with my kids. That was an awful day. Do you know how many people I called trying to figure out who gave my number to some telemarketer? It was horrible. I don't have any friends anymore. No more charity events. Sorry, kids with cancer. Everyone hates me now.
I start charities.
Have you ever heard of Habitat for Humanity? Well, I have. And that's it. I'll be in the bathroom.
AIDS research? I started it.
I've been wearing red ribbon since Holly Hobby came out. AIDS stole it from me. Have you been stolen from AIDS? Have you been robbed by AIDS? You don't understand, Miss 30-year-old.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Oh, God, that's like my favorite. She loves bringing up her age.
The women on this show, no matter how old you are, all of these shows, it's the biggest diss to tell someone's age. I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, enjoy sucking on that little pacifier, you little four-year-old. It's like, ooh, diss.
Yeah, but it's really like a kind of a compliment when you think about it. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, no, thank you, little miss. Know-it-all, 30-year-old, young, hot, married for money. Living in the lap of luxury, getting everything that you want.
I start charities, Mrs. Goldface.
Oh, my God. Did you see? Oh, last night on Twitter, there was a lot going on with these ladies. Shannon tweeted. Okay, hold on. I took a picture of the tweet because I could not believe this. Did you see? Okay, Shannon Bedore says, I'm going to read it in her voice. What you miss in tonight's episode in the exchange between Megan and I, she said, you think I'm famous? You're not that famous. My husband is famous. We all got a big laugh out of that. Tamara had this shirt made and gave it to me after Napa at the dinner I had with she and Vicky. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. So apparently in that scene, they cut out her saying, like, you think you're famous? Megan saying, you think you're famous? My husband is famous. You're not that God. Famous.
Why are they trying to make her look nice? I think they're trying with the slow burn, but this girl is like a bitch out the gate. She was nice for two episodes, and now she's off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think? Because it sounds like, I mean, where do you think she's going? Where do you think she's going, Ronnie?
She's
going
to be a horror show. I think anyone who's watched this show knows it's an uphill battle for the young ones. The young ones who come on, Vicky hates them, first of all. Tamara and Vicky hate young people. I mean, I don't even care. I mean, even with her own grandchild, Tamara's like, I can't wait for this baby to come out. You know, I'm getting it a boob job the second that C-section. I'm like, no, you're not. Leave the baby alone. They hate children. They hate younger people. Vicky hated Gretchen so much that she's getting Gretchen's face slowly but surely, and then she's going to try and ruin Gretchen's life like some terrible Lifetime movie.
Oh,
like Vicky's revenge is getting everyone else's face. She's like, you better watch out, little 30-year-old. I'll get your face.
See you. I'll get your face.
I think she's going to be awful, and Vicky is already being awful to her, even though she's using the excuse of, well, Shannon, you know, Shannon was left out, so, you know, I'm not someone to leave people out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you aren't.
I bet somebody to leave people out. Brooks and I don't leave anybody out, especially when we go to Adelaide.
You never know who's going to own a taco truck. Don't leave people out. Treat everybody the same, unless they're 30 or younger.
Unless they're 30. You can't treat the young people the same way you treat. When I treat Brianna like she's not a young person because she's like my baby bitch, not my baby because she's Brianna.
Okay, so I'm going down here. Don't paint me out to be uncharitable, Miss 30-year-old. Okay, so my other favorite thing about this fight is Heather, okay, Shannon storms off to the bathroom because she's started charities or whatever. So she storms up to the bathroom. Now, these women will never let a fight go. The Countess is still mad that Carol, you know, told about her trying to get a free dress like President Obama's wife or whatever the first season Carol was on. Luann mm-hmm. will never forgive her for that. In this case, it is, why did Heather get mad at her in the first place? Oh, because of the cheat. The stealing the chair thing. Do you remember that? When she's like, you're in my chair. Oh no, this is my chair. No, that was my chair. And it went for like a whole year.
Yep, the chair.
And then it culminated in that crazy fight at Lizzie's house. And when Shannon was like, you will see the truth! You'll see the truth! And they're like holding her back and like spits coming out of her mouth. One of the best moments. Anyway, it went back to that fight again because Heather's like, I really like Shannon, but this is reminiscent of the party at Lizzie's house. And that was a party where Heather and Tamara were going to try and convince, they were going to gaslight Shannon and try and convince the whole audience that Shannon's psychologically unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is making full circles. She's like, it reminds me of that party when Shannon was losing it and getting really hysterical. So they're going to try and pull this crazy shit out again on Shannon.
Oh, God. They can't. Don't do that to her. She can't handle it. Lay off. Oh, God. I don't want to see her spin out of that control. I mean,
it's coming.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I guarantee you that is gaslighting foreshadowing.
Really? You think Heather's going to do that?
Yeah. There's going to be a moment where Heather's either going to bring up alcoholism or psychological imbalance or something, which, you know, I mean, look, we all watch the same show and she would be correct on both fronts, but still.
Well, oh my God. Well, here's the thing. I thought that Heather had Shannon's back a little bit when she went to Megan's house and she was like, I just really think that you should probably invite her or else you're just making a very stupid decision. Also, I wanted to have a one-on-one with you before your big party.
Yeah.
But like, she
I just wanted to see what it was like being in a small house again.
Yes.
My last rental was Colette.
My last what?
My last rental was Colette. We just love her. You guys must be very comfortable here. I think that she was kind of aligning with Megan by going to her house.
Oh, right. Good point.
But maybe I'm looking a little too deeply into the housewives. But in my experience, Never. That usually Never. Means like, I'm your friend and we'll take the bitch down together.
Yeah, that could. You have a very good point. I'm very interested to see. I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, because Heather just sees her as someone young enough to get cast on Malibu Country. You know, she's like, we could be at craft services together on a show that we have a line in.
I love that when Shannon came running back in, or not running back in, when she came back in from the bathroom and then she was sitting on the couch and then Megan entered. Well, you might want to edit this intro. what I'm talking about right now.
Anyway. Why? We don't edit anything on this, okay?
Oh, God.
All of this is literally scotch taped together at the end. I'm tired by when we're done.
Okay, so when Megan is sitting on the arm of the couch next to Shannon, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then she was like, Shannon, I just needed you to help me with my charity. If you could have just, my face is up here. Why aren't you looking at me? And like everyone was kind of like laughing and no one was looking at her. And she's like, hello, I am like up here. And so I was like thinking to myself, Shannon's probably like, well, if I move my head, it's going to hurt my neck. I mean, you're all the way to hell up there. Your head is practically your cheeks. You're like a giraffe.
That girl, first she attacked me about being uncharitable, and then she tried to break my neck. Unbelievable. Who does that? 30-year-olds these days. Children.
30-year-olds. 30. The youth. She, like, Megan, when she walks, she's so, first of all, obviously, she's very beautiful, and she's very, very graceful, but when she walks, she makes me nervous because she's so tall and skinny. That, like, she kind of reminds me of, like, a giraffe. Like, you're like, oh, my God, be careful, be careful. Like, are you going to make it? You know,
baby
are you
giraffes.
Gonna, like, baby giraffes. Yes, yeah. Like a baby giraffe. So she's walking through the house, like, and she's in her home. And it's like, oh, my God, don't fall. Don't fall.
Don't fall, girl. Don't fall, Miss 30-year-old. Well, she doesn't have the implants yet, so she still has her balance. She hasn't been in OC long enough to get the unbalancing acts.
You're right. She doesn't have the implants. And I noticed one thing I do like about her is that she doesn't have Botox in her forehead, and she's, like, the only one that can make facial expressions using her eyebrows, which is awesome.
Yeah. She can lower them and raise them.
Yes.
Very impressive. And then the women all go into hypocrite mode, which kills me. First, there was Heather who said, why is this phone call such a big deal? It's nothing. It's a phone call, says the woman who fought for an entire year over a chair at Red Lobster. Really? She's like, it's not a big deal. I don't get it. I mean, now if someone stole her chair, maybe.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like it's someone's chair.
And then Tamara with her phony, I'm the nice Christian one now, is like, there has to be something deeper there because it's charity. I mean, it's not like this is bunko. I'm like, these women are crazy. This is actually the perfect fight for this show.
You're right. It totally like, is.
I'm not uncharitable. I've been over backwards for my friends. And then Megan, yeah, well, you didn't bend over backwards for me.
Right. Yeah, you didn't text me, Becca. You didn't text me back.
Becca.
You did not text me back. And I have just moved to Orange County, and I was looking forward to taking my mark. I can't do it. I don't know. It's kind of like a cross between, like, Rachel Zoe and, like, I don't know what else.
I think we'll get her when she really comes out of the closet the next few weeks as a full-fledged biatch.
Yeah, she's going to have to start yelling a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of have to see all their colors, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because I don't even bother with her right now. I just make ex-husband jokes because I love that she can't share anything with the other ex-wives, but she can. It's like you can't share the candy dish, but you can share the penis kind of thing. I don't like that. It's weird. She's like, I want an all-new house. Like those saggy balls, the same one the last wife had, and the wife before her. What are you worried about some wood paneling for? Get out of here.
It's a package deal.
Yeah, literally.
Yep.
Oh, and then Heather trying to sell her thing. When the fight gets awkward, she's like, did I hear a cork? Did I hear Champs? Is someone drinking Champs? Oh, the only sportswear I'll let Terry wear is Champs. I love Champs! Like, shut up, Heather.
Yeah, Katie, and then that Katie, I mean, I'll mention, it's Katie, right? The other girl?
Katie, yeah.
She, like, Heather's like, oh, she's, you know, she's pretty good at, like, you know, making, Heather can make a pretty good joke every once in a while. You know, she can get the one-liners out there. And she's like, oh, did I hear a pop cork, you know? And then Katie's just like, I think I heard a cork pop. I think I heard that. Like, it's like, stop. She already did it. She's done. She did the joke. All right. She's done. Let her. Or come up with something. Or say something else. Like, yes, and, you know.
Yeah, you know that girl's in trouble when the one she's talking to is Lizzie off in a corner. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, Lizzie. We didn't mention her with her leather fringe jacket. Just, I was like, you know, I can't blame her for thinking she's probably going to a hoedown because they're all they do there. But that was so
She's so like, did funny. I get the wrong Evite?
Yeah. She's like, I just assumed it was a hoedown. I can't blame her. I cannot blame her.
Hold on, I'm looking to see where is. Oh, I'm gonna just stay at this party the whole time. But yeah, Lizzie wore some weird leather jacket, and then she wore doily lace over her boobs, just because, you know, I like Tamara when she's not jealous of my boobs, and now she's better, so we can be friends. So I'm just gonna cover them every time she's around. Everybody's gonna be getting her pashminas for Christmas. All right, what's next? We need to leave this party, darling. All right, next is Vicky coming home from Santa Brianna in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, God, I'm dying. I've got a cold. How's your cancer, honey? It's like, oh, come on now. Have some sympathy. Yeah. Like, life goes on when you have cancer. Look at the kid from Life Goes On. He had Asperger's or whatever, and his life still was going on. I saw the show.
And you got Godad, Brooks, so everything's Godad.
Brooks still got it going on.
There was another show called Go On starring Matthew Perry, but that got canceled. Right, Brooks?
She feels guilty. She's not there enough. Life goes on without cancer. I don't like being here the 5 days Brooks is violently ill, but I'm glad he's well when I'm here. Visiting Brianna without Brooks.
That's love.
I don't even know why I'm writing half this shit down. Oh, yeah. Brooks' enema diet.
I honestly don't even want to talk about that. It's like, I just wanted to fast forward through that part. I'm like, it's gross.
But you have to at least listen to the quote. I like my coffee in my mouth, not my butthole. Woo! Come on. And that's a ringer right there.
But you're right. That is a pretty classic quote from Real Housewives show.
We just got you a job at Peter's Brew in Atlanta. It's like, welcome to Peter's Brew. Today is butt coffee from Brooks. It comes with a bad poem.
Yeah, he's got his brand now. Yeah, she had her Vicky's vodka.
Bloody Piggy vodka. And Brooks butt coffee. Get that cancer out of your ass. Coffee by Vicky and Brooks. Oh, God. Wait, so, now we're getting ready for another party. I was like, we just left a party. But now it's the other party, the charity party.
This is a show, like, I could literally talk to you about this stuff for probably 12 hours straight, and I would not be exhausted.
I hope not. You've already been on with me for, like, an hour and a half.
I know, and, like, oh, my God.
And we're on minute 6 of the show. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you in the beginning, if you have to go at any time, just say I have to go.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Most of our guests do that. Heather McDonald's like, okay, gotta go. I have a Subway waiting. And she meant the sandwich. Like, she literally, like, got off to eat a sandwich.
No, I have until 2 o'clock, so I'm good.
Okay. We'll be at this party until 5. Megan, so Megan is bragging to her assistant, which at least she admits is a friend that she pays.
That was so funny. That was like, I was like, damn, that would have been such a great line to write for a video. She said it.
Yeah, she's like out of the closet about that. She ain't gonna lie. And she's telling her assistant, oh, Jimmy's on a roll. He just bought me a Louis. Come on now. So gross. He probably just bought himself a Louise. That is a makeup bag. Get out of here. This is an apology bag.
Yeah.
Jim hates her.
Like, so not the text that I get from my husband. I get a text and I'm like, you guys, he just texted me that he bought me Starburst. Can you believe it? I am so excited. Is absolutely not. One day. I don't want a Louis anyway. So.
And then you throw yourself on the bed crying, face up. Like, he's never going to know how much this hurts me. So she gets a Louis, then she's talking about juvenile whatever disease research. But I thought it was funny that she's doing juvenile research because everyone's like, she's so juvenile. And she's like, actually, I support juvenile cancer.
I identify with the Juvenile Diabetes Association of America. Research and Foundation.
The little things that can make you happy. A Louie. Jim's like, here's a Louie, honey. Please put it in your mouth and leave it there every time I'm around. He hates her. He's like, here's a Louie. Please cover your head with it and don't speak every time I'm around.
She did, like, at the party, I think it was at the Bellows. She was like, oh, something. And then she, like, went to kiss him and he was just, like, stone face.
Yeah. Always. Every time she's like, hi, honey, what do you think about this? And he's like, oh, God, just keep the fucking candy dish. Who cares? She's like, oh, you're so romantic.
Yeah.
It's not romantic. He's taking you shopping in a thrift store. Shannon's like, you know what you guys need? Chandeliers. You just need some chandeliers. That's all we need. We're totally happy. All right, I'm getting behind myself now.
Okay.
The things that makes Megan feel accomplished as a wife are sad. She's like, Jim has never been into the social scene with his other exes, so I'm really excited because this is my God. You did it! He's going to be nice to cancer people because he's finally got a wife he can stand. I'm so sure. And then she's surrounded by all the poor employees, like the caterers and stuff, and she's like, you guys, it's really hard because this is like our ninth house, and we have to move again. And they're like, really? You're paying us like $10 an hour.
I know. That was so weird when she's standing around them, and then she pets Melissa on the head, and she's like, we have to move again. We have to rent, and we have to buy, and then we have to sell, and we have to do it all this month. Ugh. It's like, what? They were all, like, smiling and doing that nod, like, fuck yourself.
Like, we hate you.
Okay.
We wish you could mind read in Spanish so you could understand how many fuck yous you're getting right now, lady. I think it's the same thing in Spanish, actually.
Yeah, could be.
I think it's just like, hello. It's the same. It's the same in both languages. Holla. Heather, Terry promised me a smaller house, and now it's all on my shoulders. Chandeliers give off my kind of light. Heather. It's even kind of hard to hate Heather at this point because she's so funny to me. I need a chandelier in my bathroom because it's the only time my gerbil face looks normal. It's like, shut up. What do you need a chandelier in there for? Shut up.
Oh. Did you just say gerbil face?
Yeah. She's like, I need a chandelier in the bathroom because I don't look like a light under a chandelier. I mean, what gerbil has a chandelier? None. Terry's not around. I really don't care about her. Okay, I'm deleting this entire paragraph, Heather. Delete. Vicky, Tamara talks about grandchild. Oh, Lord. Can't pick your grandma. Going on a cleanse with Brooks, but for now, woohoo, sorry, cancer. Okay, so the rest of this was basically the... Vicky calls Miss 30-year-old, and she's like, hey, Miss 30-year-old, this is Vicky. Brooks has written a poem for you. And he's like, I accepted your evite on the day it was sent, but without Shannon there, you can go pitch a tent, you dumb bitch. Love, Brooks. You're beautiful.
Like, I have a whole new love for Brooks now that I've heard you do this. That's my favorite thing ever.
Brooks is amazing. Everything's romantic to him. There could be an earthquake and he'd be like, that came from my love for you. The earth shook. It's like, but we lost our house. But insurance. Oh, you're right. You're so romantic. We're taking out those teeth and getting you some new ones. We're getting you a Cadillac teeth. Forget that Ford Fiesta in your mouth. Sorry, I'm getting punchy now. Okay, so she calls and cancels the party because she doesn't like that Shannon's being cut out and also that you're young.
Yeah, at that Cub of Deer party, I'm going to take Shannon out for dinner because Shannon's at Cub of Deer party because you're big. Like, you're 30, you're young, so I'm going to take Shannon out to... Woohoo!
I love your Vicky. It's so funny. It's so funny.
That makes sense at all.
I'm taking Shannon. I can't do it. I'm trying to imitate your invitation. I can't do it. She's like, you know what? You just go ahead and have your charity for cancer children. I've got a cancer adult, and I'm going to just go ahead and take Shannon to Houston's where everybody knows your name. And that's it.
That is I mean, take good Adelaide's kiss too far, date. So go to Fish Girl, the girl. Like, where do they always go? It's like, I don't know.
They all look like Red Lobster. Every restaurant they go to, because Red Lobster, I recently found out, is fancy now. Did you know that?
Is what?
It's fancy now. Like, it's really, it is? They tried to make it really nice. It looks like a beautiful steakhouse in there. They've changed all the lighting.
Wait. Okay, so hold on a second. The only Red Lobster that's near here is like on Crenshaw, like so far away.
Oh, I wonder if that one's fancy. I came back on a road trip from Palm Springs. We were like, Red Lobster, how ironic. Let's stop there.
From Palm Springs? There's one on the way from Palm Springs?
Oh, yeah. You know how you pass those, like, I guess you could call it any American city now that any of us live in? Because they're all like a Best Buy, a Target, a hometown buffet, and a Red Lobster. Like,
well, I'm so going to hit that up next time I go to Palm Springs. I'm so glad you told me.
Just look for a Starbucks. You won't miss the Red Lobster. That's how we found it. I was like, a two-pump mocha? Hell no! We're getting some frozen shrimp swimming in butter! I'm going to pick the thing I'm going to kill today, boys.
Yeah, you got to pick out lobster. You just said put to take, get said get what this one bread, what's that one to get killed, then get eat it. Woo!
I'm going to put them in separate takes and then just have them stare at each other awkwardly and not choose sides. wine procurement. So, hold on. I'm writing wine procurement. I just thought it was funny because Shannon specified. She's like, well, she said she called me before because I threw the same party last year. And I did not throw the wine procurement party. I did do a charity event for the same charity, but it was for the cover of the OC Thrifty Nickel. Much bigger deal. Not the same thing. That girl's a pathological liar.
Totally different. I did not.
Wine procurement?
Which Megan King Edmonds is hosting, for God's sakes. She is dead wrong.
If you're going to procure something, how about a bottle of Grey Goose? Well, Levite said there was a Grey Goose. Where's the bar, David? Where's the bar? David, I'm losing it. David,
I'm texting you. David, I just sent you a voice memo. David?
David, I know you got my text because I heard your emergency alarm go off on your phone. It's like, woo. It's like, sorry, guys. Missed call. So Shannon's being supportive of Vicky. Vicky's like, oh, it's not good being out of the box. And Shannon's like, I know, box. It's so hard being out of the box. And Kristen's like, hi, you guys. From New York. Kristen Takeman from New York's like, hi, guys. You're outside of the box, too? Like, yeah, we hate boxes. 30-year-olds in their boxes. So the conversation at the Red Lobster turns to cancer, I guess, because that's what you talk about. Mm-hmm. And Shannon's like, oh, you know, I've been researching alternative medicines for Brooks. Because I believe in mixing alternative with natural. I went to Dr. Moon's wiki page. A thumb up the butt and move the couch to the east side of the room. He'll be fine. What are you guys getting for appetizers?
She's like, I told Brooks, I've been texting with Brooks, and I said, Brooks, you gotta go over to Dr. Moon. Dr. Moon says, Brooks, are you David? And David says, I'm not Brooks. And Brooks says, I'm not David. And then I said, Dr. Brooks. And then who's Dr. Brooks? This is not Dr. Brooks. All of a sudden, it's Dr. Brooks, and it's not Brooks, and it's Dr. Moon. Who's David? Okay, edit that out.
Brooks, I was texting with Brooks. I just told him, Brooks, I'm sorry you have cancer. Who's this?
And then Brooks said, how did you get this number? This is a private number. And I said, Megan King Edmonds gave it to me.
Brooks is probably the one who gave the number away. He's like, you want a call or I got her number. You're hot. How old are you? 30? That's hot.
Little Miss 30-year-old. Little Miss 30-year-old.
Shannon didn't get the invite. Oh, yeah. So then it turned into her not being invited. Blah, blah, blah. So the women at the party, namely Lizzie, because who said it? Who did Vicky call? Tamara, I guess. I don't even know why Lizzie's in it. Every time I see Lizzie's name on my notes, I'm like, what was she doing again? Because all I wrote down was her boobs are covered. That's pretty much all I've got for her.
Yeah. She was like in a room alone at the party and then was like called Vicky and was like, where are you guys?
Yeah. And then she's like, you guys,
Vicky's eating at Red Lobster. And they're like, let's go.
I love how quickly they were like so ready to leave that party. And it was pretty telling, like, you know, if you piss off the OG Vicky Gunvalson, you're so fucked. Like,
yeah, you're totally screwed.
I mean, you're so screwed. Like, if Vicky calls you and is just like, I bet I'm gonna come to your party. I hope you respect that. Like, just the hammer has come down. Like, because people will follow Vicky, and they did. They followed Vicky all the way out of that party down to the Red Lobster. So it's like, Megan at this point, I think, is pretty screwed. I mean, because the gang came together.
Yeah, they sure did. Listen, these bitches can come together for one thing, and that is getting rid of young people.
Yeah.
They're like a way post-abortion clinic. They're like taking out people who were born a long time ago. They're like, she's a baby. Kill her. Kill her. Kill her. She looks like a baby. She's crawling. Kill her. Okay, I guess the rest of this is just everybody being nice to the outcast, which I thought was really nice of them, because Shannon is cray-cray, cuckoo cray-cray, and I'm glad that she has people on her side. It's nice to see women come together.
It was nice. I agree. I do agree about that for sure. I think Shannon definitely deserved to have a little support, and she got it, and I was glad they had her back.
Yeah, someone wrote on our Facebook page, I am so sick of this. London Elliott wrote this. Hi, London. Love you. He wrote, I am so sick of this Saint Shannon bullshit. She's crazy. She's a neurotic drunk. Why is nobody talking about this? We are talking about it, and that's why we love her, okay?
That's exactly why we love her. We love her.
Yes, her IMDb page just say, Shannon, crazy, neurotic, drunk lady, thumb up butt, Dr. Moon. The end. Love her. Okay, so before we go, I thought it might be fun, since I have the queen, since we were both at Leah Black's book signing party, I thought it might be fun to take a little, you know, 5 or 10 minute... What do you don't say peruse. What do you say?
Jaunt.
A little vacation. Let's take a jaunt.
Oh, yeah. Vacation. Mm-hmm.
So we'll take turns. Just pick a random page.
Oh, wait. How about you start, like...
Okay. I'll start the before, and you do the after. Like, you can do the polished one, and I'll do, like, the terrible one that sounds nothing like her, but I still do it anyway.
Oh, okay. The Leah Black. Okay.
Yeah, the Leah Black.
All right.
Black.
So just tell, I'm going to like run my finger through the pages, and then you say stop, and I'll stop when you tell me to. Okay. Ready? I'm going.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I'll do that too. So wait, are you're reading first, or I'm reading first?
Okay. You can read first, and, or what do you want to do?
Two bottoms do not make a top. Okay.
Okay,
that's your advice for the week.
I'll read first. So you tell me when to stop. Ready?
Okay. You read first. Go. Okay, stop.
Ready? Go.
You're like, the beginning. So, just gotta give you no time.
Okay, so I'm reading from Leah Black, Red Carpets and White Lies, a novel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading from page 373. We've found information on where he lives and have contact info, said Catherine. But so far, we haven't been able to get a hold of him. Damn, Brad said, looking at the photo they printed out. What I wouldn't have given to have that guy on the stand.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
I'm flipping through. Okay, say
you
when.
Ready?
Say when.
Stop.
Okay. This is from page 107 from a chapter called Plus Ones. Leah had heard that the position of the hump in such a nose literally betrayed its bearer's true nationality and class. And this guy looked the part. He was perfectly barbered and beautifully dressed, with manicured nails and David Webb cufflinks. I know David Webb! His shirt was obviously custom-tailored and starched to the point that it rustled when he moved. Lauren, never to be upstaged in this department, was dressed in a beautiful Valentino suit, her version of office wear, and an armful of braids. Bracelets, all from Cartier, and all gifts from her husband, Invoicer. I can't do my laugh because it sounds like a car with belts that need to be replaced, and my voice won't do it today. I can't do it. Sorry, Leah.
It sounds like a machine gun.
Well, because I don't have the hype. I don't have the range today. All right.
You don't have the range.
I don't have the range.
I'm excited to read this book. I'm going to bring it. I have to go back to Michigan. In like a month, and I'm going to bring this with me. I'm going to read it on the plane.
I cannot wait to read this book, too. My only problem with this book is I was actually really surprised when we got it because it's so thick.
It is.
And for a housewife's book, I mean, those bitches write pamphlets. I don't know if you've ever seen a housewife book, but they're like five pages. Mm-hmm. And they're like watercolored. It's like they're finger painted. Switch the bitch. The end. And bitch is spelled wrong. Like,
switch the bitch. She called me a prostitute and a cool girl. Oh, God. We have, like, there's just too much to talk about.
The end.
I got this tweet from at bitch and fag. Is Andy as cute in person?
That's their name, bitch and fag?
Yeah, they're awesome. They actually have a really great blog, and they write awesome articles, and they tweet very funny.
Well, I would invite them to my charity, but I don't want that name on an invite or an e-vite that's publicly available. Okay.
I know. Anyway, just to answer their question, Andy is like pretty much as cute in person as he is on TV. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I say a lot of rude stuff about Andy on the show because we say rude stuff about everybody. But I have to give that guy credit because over the past couple of years, I think he's really, at least maybe I'm just used to it. You know, like when there's a Real Housewife you don't like and then you just get used to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've started really liking him, and I think it's because he asks harder questions now. Like he'll actually confront some of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he just leans back in his chair now, like he doesn't even care. And mm-hmm. I like that he talks about being stoned and stuff. So it's like, it makes it all make more sense, you know, once you Absolutely. Really get to know a man on TV.
I agree.
I reserve like, the right to continue mocking you, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I feel like he's becoming more attractive, too.
Well, he has never been ugly, that's for sure. And there have been a lot of pictures of him online in his bathing suit. Like, they're always getting him swimming. That guy is ripped.
Yeah. I know. That's what I mean. Like, you're right. He's never been unattractive, obviously, but it just seems like some men, like as they get older, they tend to get almost more attractive, and I feel like that's happening to him. And not only that, but obviously he works out all the time. He just looks more attractive. But, and I sometimes feel like he's like a Howard Stern, you know? He has that edge to him now.
No way. No. I mean, unless Howard Stern really, like,
in
calmed
terms of
down on Sirius or whatever.
Like, in terms of interviews, like, I feel like totally different approach. But I feel like Andy gets things out of guests that people wouldn't normally get out of them. Which
Maybe
is
I just need
Howard
to watch
Stern.
More of the interviews. Because sometimes I just don't watch that show because it's like, he could have the Pope there, and he'll be like, let's play Who's Got the Biggest Boobs? Spin the wheel! And I'm like, oh, no, please don't do this in front of the Pope. Don't do this in front of the Pope, bruh.
Oh, my God. Now I really want that show to happen.
And my other pet peeve is when he just does a hello. He's like, at the reunions, he's like, hi, Teresa. Hi, Caroline. Hi, Monzo Brothers.
At the beginning of reunions, that is so funny.
But for the most part, yeah, I'm really warming up. But I think also because I'm not watching the show, just the reunions. And I'm really loving him on reunions now, especially shows that he doesn't have to be nice. Like, Housewives will cut him, and he's afraid of them. But on Vanderpump Rules or Shaws of Sunset, he calls them out on their shit, and I love it.
Those are my favorite, you're right, because he doesn't have to worry too much about, like, the women getting, like, their feathers ruffled. It doesn't seem like there's much politics.
Yeah, the women are afraid of losing their job, but they're also kind of running Bravo with him because they're the biggest draw at the moment, so he has to be nicer to them. I mean, although he's not... I guess he's had a couple of Housewives moments, too. Even when he was on Brandy's side, he's trying to be on Brandy's side at the reunion. But even he had to call her out.
Like, I know, yeah, totally.
But I read your Instagram, so... I love that Instagram busts everybody. Oh, and I wanted to mention one more tweet, that just because it has to do with Real Housewives of Orange County. Last night, and this was posted on Facebook, so thank you who posted it. But last night, Shannon tweeted, I actually did get invited to the charity event, and that's why I was dressed up and waiting to go. That was just all edited out or something. And then Little Miss 30-year-old tweeted, "Not by me." So,
jeez.
Some evil intern at Bravo has a Evite password or some shit. Where'd you get that Evite password? Tell me! My children are in the car. Amy, thank you so much for coming to talk to me.
It was my pleasure.
I love talking to you. That's where Britney Spears lives. You guys, please find Amy. I'm sure everyone in this house is already following her, but if you're not, find her at AmyPhillips_ on Twitter. or go to youtube.com/watch. The WWHL Bravo Clubhouse. I don't know. Just search Amy Phillips on YouTube. Yeah. She's all over that clubhouse. Or just watch her on Bravo TV, the channel that we make fun of here. Thank you so much for doing that. For doing this. Ben, I miss you. I love you. I hope you're doing great over there in the town without a TV. Gross.
Hi, Ben. Have fun. Fill in for you always.
Yeah. And for the rest of you, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting us. This is actually my job now, you guys. So thank you. Woo! Please go to patreon.com/watchwhatcroppens to become a premium subscriber, get bonus episodes, ringtones, monthly hangouts, etc. And we also added a premium sponsorship, which you heard at the beginning of the show. So thank you so much to our premium sponsors, and get y'all some nextissue.com/crappins and, you know, possibly some BoxyCharm. And that is all the plugging for the day. Thank you, Amy. Love you, baby.
Love you. Woohoo!
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.